LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Munich at a global security conference. He is expected to meet today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In Rome, the Pope is in the hospital.
The Vatican press office releasing a statement saying Pope Francis is being hospitalized for some necessary diagnostic tests and to continue his treatment for bronchitis. Earlier this week, the 88-year-old revealed he was still battling bronchitis, with an aide reading most of his prepared remarks. The Pope has also recently battled influenza and dealt with a couple falls, injuring his arm and chin. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the foreign desk.
Thousands of federal workers have been told they no longer have jobs as of today. Newer employees at several government departments, including the Department of Education, Veterans Affairs, and the Office of Personnel Management, have been fired by the Trump administration and DOGE. Hamas releasing the names of hostages to be released from captivity in Gaza tomorrow. U.S. National Segui Dekel Chen is on the list. This is ABC News. President Trump says he wants talks with Russia and China about nuclear weapons. He says he's hoping he can get agreements with both countries to cut nuclear arsenals and someday cut defense budgets in half. So, you're tired of rising egg prices. Guess what? Now you have the choice to rent a chicken.
Renting chickens has actually been a thing for years, but only now is gaining traction.
Our two-hen package starts at $4.90 for the whole rental period.
For that $490, says Jen Tompkins of Rent the Chicken in Freeport, Pennsylvania.
We'll bring the coop, your hens that you're getting, either two or four. We'll bring the feed.
And for the next 6 months, you'll know exactly where your eggs are coming from. Similar businesses are operating across the country. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Some other birds being celebrated today in Philadelphia. The parade for the Super Bowl champion Eagles steps off around 11 this morning Eastern time. Some people braving freezing weather overnight to get the best spots. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Bucks beat the Timberwolves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite missing Giannis and Damian Lillard, the Bucks beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 103-101. Doc Rivers pleased with the new players who stepped in, like Kyle Kuzma and Gary Trent, and the performance by Kevin Porter Jr.
His guts, he's calm. Kuz, I thought, had some great plays downhill. Gary Trent, a lot of guys just played well. We moved the ball, you know, the entire game.
I guess what do you like about your effort defense?
Just gutty. Gutty. We did our best of doing it without fouling. Overall, we did that, and that was really good.
Kyle Kuzma, what it's like playing for the Bucks instead of the last place Washington Wizards.
You know, I'm not going to call Washington a bad team because it's not a bad team. They're just in a rebuild, and they're trying to figure out what they want to do there for their future. Matters.
Baseball. The Brewers signing lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year, $1 million deal. He had been with the Tampa Bay Rays. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Forever bros Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are coming under fire from Kansas City Chiefs fans for having a double date with their best girls, Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, fairly certain it was in that order, just 24 hours before the Super Bowl. What? Word on the street is that Taylor Swift ordered a huge Kobe burger and French fries, and according to Chiefs fans on social media, that could be exactly why the Chiefs laid an egg in front of a worldwide audience while trying to three-peat. No idea what Kelce and Mahomes had to eat, but after seeing the way they played during the big game, I'm guessing it had lots of tryptophan. Irate Chiefs fans, most of whom I'm guessing probably never played in a Super Bowl, disapproved of the double date, insinuating that said date and hanging with girls so close to the big game was obviously the reason the Chiefs lost. If only Kansas City Sports sports fans provided the two football players with this information beforehand. It just seems like a no-brainer to me. You can't eat 2 days before the big game. There's nothing funnier than irrational sports fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have more snow on the way late this afternoon through tonight into Saturday. We're looking at 3 to 5 inches, maybe even a little more by the time everything winds down on Saturday morning. Today, 23, 18 tonight, 27 Saturday. After that, it gets cold and stays cold through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
Dom Salvia.
Monday, we'll be back live. We check in with our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K. Plus, follow-up from the resignations at the SDNY over dropping charges against Mayor Eric Adams. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I need to laugh.
And good morning, everybody. It is now 6 past the hour of 7 o'clock. Welcome into Civic Media This Morning with Greg Bach. I am Todd Allball, filling in for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow and Up North News Radio, who will be back, the show and the host, back on Monday after a well-deserved vacation. Glad to have you along on this February 14th, 2025. It is Valentine's Day. Not just across the state of Wisconsin, but America and around the world, the International Day of Love. Glad to have you along here on a Friday, TGIF. Going to talk to Brittany Merlot, find out a little bit about the big storm coming in this weekend in just a minute. Greg Bach, always glad to have you along. Welcome back to hour number two. Happy Valentine's Day, Gregory.
Thank you, Tottery.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. Anyway, do we want to do should we go to weather first, or should we do National Days first?
Let's do National Days with Brittany. Brittany, like, what do you think of all the National Days? There's tons of them.
Brittany Merlot, one of our great forecasters, a great meteorologist here on the team. Welcome in. What do you think of that, Brittany? All these National Days.
I mean, you know, it's fun to celebrate randomness, but there's so many. There's like 10 of them each day. So how do you pick which one to celebrate?
Some would say too many.
Too many. Yeah. I see you're in red today. You look very natty. You have a red and white sweater on with a beautiful white snowflake in the middle. You look like you're ready to go to the Birkenbeiner on Valentine's.
I've got Berkey fever. Trust me.
Well, that's fine. We have a cream for that, I guess. I don't know.
No. The prescription is more cowbell.
All right. Oh, there it is.
Where is mine? I think mine's at home. I bought a Birkenbeiner cowbell last year, but it's not at my desk right now. It's at home.
I bet all of your coworkers are really happy about that.
Yeah, I go around ringing my bell around the office all the time.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave. Clung, 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 clung. Cowbell time.
Yeah, exactly. I'm all for Valentine's Day. I think it's for those who have partners or want love. That's great. That's fine. Yeah. Have fun with that, you know. But as Greg Bach says, make sure you have a cream for that. I don't know.
Hey, Valentine's Day. If they want to have it, they can have it. Down. Don't care, man. I'm your donut.
I'm sure thank God Kreitlow's coming back on Monday because this show is with me is going off the rails. Okay, so it's February 14th. Should we do? There's some notable birthdays. Actually, not a lot of notable birthdays if you want the truth. Otis Tufts, who is the inventor of the steam pile driver.
What
can I do with that? I'm not sure. Here's an important one. Frederick Douglass was born on this date. Okay. He was an abolitionist, yes, an author who escaped slavery, and of course became a prominent figure. So there, we can honor Frederick Douglass today. How about that?
Love it.
Perfect. Mel Allen, Do you, too young to remember Mel Allen, a sportscaster fondly remembered as his play-by-play coverage for the New York Yankees, and he used to have a show for kids on Saturday morning, and he always had like highlights, sports highlights. Some of them were just goofy, and he always ended by going, "How about that, Mel Allen?
How about that?" Okay, yeah. All right. Mm-hmm.
The late, I'm not going to say great, Jimmy Hoffa was born on this day in 1913, died in 1975. The trade union leader whose death still remains a mystery. How about that? As we said, Florence Henderson, best known for her role as Carol Brady on The Brady Bunch, was born on this day in 1934. Michael Bloomberg, who was the former mayor of New York City and co-founder of Bloomberg LP, born on this day in 1942. He's going to celebrate today, but it'll be a very short party.
Boom. Wait, you hear that sound? You hear that sound? He just made another $1 million.
Right, exactly. The Letterman always used to have short jokes about Michael Bloomberg. I always enjoyed those. All right, I was trying to find, where was it at? I had the actual, what these national days are. It disappeared on me. I missed it somewhere? What the heck? Do you have it? Anyway, it's Valentine's Day. That's the big one, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. That's all I got. Well, let's go to the more important thing.
Everyone's going to celebrate today.
Yeah.
Exactly. it is not National Fettuccine Alfredo. That was last Friday. Brittany Merlot, help me out. The important news here is, once again, there is more snow on the way. That's great news for Birkenbeiner folks up at Hayward, for our listeners on WBZH. But those who are going to be traveling, particularly during the afternoon commute, it looks like things are going to get a little hairy out there on the roadways. Fill us in, please.
Yes, absolutely. So most of the state is pretty much in a winter weather advisory that starts at 2 o'clock into the western areas and starts at 6 o'clock far east. And what we're looking at is the snow moving in mainly after 3 o'clock, spreading east after 8, and not by 9 o'clock. I mean, this thing is going to be hitting pretty hard. It's not going to move in slowly. It's going to really start dumping as it gets here. And by 9 o'clock tonight, when, you know, maybe you'd be coming home from your date or whatever you're doing, we're already going to have 1 to 2 inches on the ground already. And then by morning, we're looking at a good part of the state looking at 5 inches on the ground by morning. This is far southeast in the state, and then area central too. So it keeps adding up, and it doesn't stop. Saturday, actually, it starts to hit really hard down in the southern parts of the state from Wausau, Shawano, Marshfield, all the way south. You're looking at another potentially 2 to 4 inches there. So by the time Saturday is all said and done, we are looking at a widespread half of a foot for most of the state, especially south, and some areas could be nearing double digits. So this thing is going to be a hard hitter, and it's going to continue not only from tonight, but into tomorrow as well, especially for a good chunk of the state. So it's just bad timing. And then behind it, we have a cold front moving through on Sunday. That could spark up a few more flurries, but also drags in some dangerous cold wind chills. So Monday and Tuesday are going to be frigid.
I have one thing to say to that. One thing only to say.
Oh, no, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
Now, see, this is where... All right. This is where Greg and I differ because, well, maybe because I don't have any place I have to go, but... Greg likes to, on Matt and Aaron Air, we all know he does not like the snow. I guess I don't mind it. I like the snow. I would rather have it be like 20 degrees and snowy than 38 and brown. And so I don't mind. And our farmers, for Greg, the farmer, do it for the farmers. The ag producers need the moisture.
I have said this over and over again. Whenever I get upset or cranky or crabby about the snow, I always feel a little bit guilty. But as Brittany has put it, this snowstorm will bring us up to speed for what they need. So after this, full faith and credit in my grumpiness. Because I don't have to feel bad anymore because they got the snow and the moisture they need. Then I get to just be an angry old man. Look, I understand the snow is necessary, and it's necessary for the Birkenbeiner. It's necessary for business. Mm-hmm. It's necessary for farmers. I get all that. It's just the only function for me snow holds is snow blowing and driving in it, which both I choose not to.
You just got a new snowblower. Do you want to play with your new toy?
Yeah, I did it last night. It was great. My mustache froze.
Okay.
Take a picture. That's awesome.
Right? All right. So now Todd has finally found this on my computer. My technological wizardry lacking greatly. Today is National Cream Filled Chocolate Day. Well, of course it is. Brittany, are you a chocolate type of gal? I mean, are you a big chocolatier person?
I am, but I prefer dark chocolate. I'm obsessed
Me too.
With the dark
yeah.
chocolate. You want? Yeah.
Totally agree.
Like just a little piece of dark chocolate. Yeah. My friend used to have a piece of dark chocolate and a glass of red wine before dinner.
Yes.
That's it. Yep. And then that was like her pre-bed ritual, and it was just a nice way to wind down.
Well, once again, for Todd's Valentine's Day, that will be my dinner. A bottle of wine and a chocolate.
I believe I said a glass of wine, Todd.
Today is also National Ferris Wheel Day.
Oh.
I did not know there was a National Ferris Wheel Day. Either of you big Ferris wheel people?
No.
I'm not an average size Ferris wheel person.
That was good, Greg.
Thank you.
I like that. Do you have Brittany? Ferris wheel? Yes or no?
You know, I don't really like them. They get a little really? Scary at the top. I hate when they stop you and you're just whoop, whoop.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
I know. Me, a fear.
Storm chasing, outdoor living, ATV riding, you know, whipping the wild trails of snow through the world with DJ Flip Mix. And you're like, Ferris wheels. That's where I put the, that's where I no, thank you.
I think it's because I don't have control. You're just sitting there like a sitting
Wait a minute.
Yes. I think, though, but I always look at the carny who's in charge of it before I get on.
Right?
Do I trust this guy that he put it together right? You know what I mean?
Have fun, kids.
Right, exactly. So I feel that, Brittany. I think I'm with you on that. Here's a great one, actually. National Organ Donor Day is today on February 14th. This is something that's so easy for all of us to do when we get our driver's license. Just sign up, get that orange dot on there. I think you can do it even online now. Make sure you sign the back. I always say, look, once I'm gone, I'm gone. I don't care. If people could do anything with this whole body, if I can help anybody out, whether it's my eyes or my heart or whatever, I mean, what greater gift in death than to give someone else life? So, you know, I hope that everybody signs up and is an organ donor.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Love it. Love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brittany, are you? What?
Oh, I am. Yeah. I've absolutely. Been for a while.
Well, fantastic. We're all helping us. So basically, if any of us die this weekend, somebody else is in luck, as it turns out.
I have, of course, Rob's update from Tigerton. Good morning from Tigerton. It's clear and 12 degrees below zero. Luckily, no wind. Happy Valentine's Day to all. Last night, I had a walk-in taco pizza. Wow. At Blazers Bar and Grill in Split Rock for supper. He also goes on to say they still play Casey Kasem. American Top 40 show looks back on 107.9 in Wausau every Sunday morning. And also says, Todd is 2 years younger than me. Love the same music. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
thank you
very much, Rob from Tigerton.
We appreciate that. All right. Brittany, any big Valentine's Day plans? Or are you just going to Netflix and chill?
Chase the snow.
You know what that means.
Date with Mother Nature.
I say that because I honestly didn't know what it meant until Zomers told me like 2 months ago.
Yeah. I heard the promo. I just
said it like, and he goes, you know what that means, right? I'm like, I don't know, go watch a movie and chill. And he goes, no, it means hook up. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so old.
You sweet, sweet boy, Todd.
Brittany, you're our weather Valentine. You always make us feel better. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Have a wonderful day. All right, Brittany Merlot, thanks, everybody. Greg and I are going to come back, talk a little Wisconsin Civic Games on the other side at Civic Media This Morning on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good day, sunshine. We take a walk. The sun is shining down. Burns my feet as they touch the ground.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy in particular is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underly or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
As you go throughout Wisconsin's highways and byways, take on the day, take on the snow. Welcome back to Civic Media this morning on the Civic Media Radio Network. Greg Bach and Racine, Todd Alvall in Madison. We are filling in for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow, who will be back on Monday. It is 21 past the hour of 7 o'clock on Friday, February 14th, 2025. Welcome back, everyone. That's a great song to get you up and get you going, Greg Bach.
Heck yeah, baby. Good morning on Friday. Pew pew.
Absolutely. Lots of fun. Thanks for Brittany Berlow for stopping by. Always brings it a fantastic segment as always. And do be careful, though, out there on Wisconsin's roads. As Brittany says, most of that snow will be starting somewhere between 2 and 3 o'clock this afternoon, and then could be heavy at times, as they say, throughout the late afternoon, evening, and into tomorrow, several inches across the state of Wisconsin. Taking a quick look at temperatures across the state again, still 2 below in Superior right now. It has warmed up nicely, already to 9 below zero in Eagle River this morning. Over in Hayward, 6 below this morning. It is 6 below in Eau Claire. Looks like 8 below now in the Wausau area. 2 below in Green Bay. Up to 5 above. Very balmy over in La Crosse. Now at 1 above in Richland Center. 4 below in Oshkosh. It is 3 degrees in Milwaukee, and it has dipped a little, down to 1 degree above zero in Racine and Kenosha. So how Greg's got to put on the leggings to make himself warmer
Todd, down there. I already had them on.
Oh, look at you, Greg Bach. That's fantastic. So do bundle up this morning if you're going to work, dropping the kids off to school, and just be prepared for that snow moving in across most of Wisconsin later on this afternoon. I want to spend a few minutes here talking about something we talked about on our show from noon until 2 yesterday. Had Eve Galanter on. Now, I've known Eve Galanter for a number of years. She was the Madison director for former U.S. Senator Herb Kohl's office here in Wisconsin. At the same time, I was working for former U.S. Congressman Scott Klug. And although at the time we were on different sides of the political aisle, what always struck me about Eve is that, and people, I think, I've been out of the quote-unquote business for a long time now. I don't know that it works this way now, but it did then. I think to some degree it still does. That for all the blustering that goes on publicly, when it comes to constituent casework, a lot of times what will happen is in the congressional office, we would say, hey, we want some gravitas of a U.S. senator, and we'd call over on whether it was somebody needed a passport expedited or a Social Security check or, you know, countless things that legislators, elected officials do every day that rarely gets reported. But Eve was always great about making sure that Senator Cole and his office worked with us in tandem for the people of Wisconsin, which I always appreciated about her. Well, we're both long since out of politics now. Of course, I left the Republican Party in 2011. But, you know, when we talk about this, Greg, on our show, I know you and Jay have talked about it, other people, the lack of civic awareness, just how our government works, how it runs. There's debate right now in the state legislature whether or not we should add back a civics class mandated in our school systems across the state. Well, here's somebody, Eve Galanter, who now is on the Wisconsin Newspapers Association Foundation Board of Directors. And a couple, 3 years ago, she had pitched this idea of creating a civics games. Kind of think of the old quiz bowl back in the day. And it's based on civics. And she was going to call it the civics bowl. And her oldest grandchild said, no, grandma, make it a games, like, you know, like the Hunger Games. It'll sell better to the kids. And so she did. And it's been phenomenally successful. And what I love about it is anyone, any high school student, I think you have to have at least two people and up to four on your team, and you can sign up, and it doesn't cost anything to sign up or to enter. The only caveat is you have to be in a high school age. It can be a public school, a private school, homeschool, and you have to have an adult as your advisor or you know, somebody who's consenting and going to be there with you. And so they have regional playoff competitions. They're virtual, by the way. You don't have to drive anywhere, on April 9th and 10th. And then the state finals here in Madison are on May 2nd. And the cool thing is the winners get a $2,000 scholarship to any university or college that they so choose to continue their education after high school. And it involves, I mean, Eve quizzed me a little bit yesterday on the air. I did moderately okay, but did not. I guess I didn't completely embarrass myself, but I didn't get every question either. One of them was, what was the one of the quiz questions was, what bill or whatever was signed into law in 1982 that was the first state in America to protect a right. And of course, it was based on sexual orientation. And ironically, former Republican Governor Lee Sherman Dreyfus was the one, maybe not ironically, but looking back in current times to then, yeah. It was Republican Governor Lee Sherman Dreyfus, who had been the chancellor at UW-Stevens Point before he was governor, who signed that bill into law. A Democratic legislature passed it, a Republican governor signed it, and Wisconsin was the first state in the union to protect people based on their sexual orientation in the workplace. So it's questions like that, questions on the Bill of Rights thing. A lot of it comes off of, Greg, I guess, what naturalized citizens, people who go through the naturalization process, that of course they have to pass an exam or a test. And it's many of those same questions that we expect our naturalized citizens to know that we're asking in our high school students in these civic games.
I of course think I'd do great, but then as soon as they'd be like, all right, first question, I'm like, oh God, I'm going to get this so wrong. Right? And it's going to be like, who lives in the White House? I'd be like, oh.
What shocked me, and I'm going to get the number a little bit wrong, but what shocked me yesterday, one of the things that Eve said, and recently there was incredible polling, they've been doing this for the last 2 or 3 years, it's like 25% or less of Americans can name all three branches of government. I'm like, wow.
That, unfortunately, that doesn't surprise me, because we just don't, make those. And those are just like little things. Like, those are the things that they're not going to get you a driver's license or a job unless you want to work in the government. But like, they're not, I don't want to say they're not key, but it's just, it doesn't surprise me that people
don't
know. Not
on top of mind.
Exactly. Like, we should be teaching, but also, I also think that we should still be teaching auto repair in school as well. Right. But, you know.
All right, we're going to come back after this and talk a little bit more about this on the other side, weather update as well. You're listening to Civic Media This Morning on the Civic Media Radio.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Happy Valentine's Day. But it can be anything but happy if you or a loved one is involved in a romance scam. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Michelle Ryan, administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection in Madison, says that these romance scams occur online, coercing the victim to believe they're really in love. And trying to extract them from that romance scam can be difficult.
Often this results in hundreds of thousands of dollars being lost and transferred. We hear stories where an individual was so connected to the scammer, they believed the romance was true and legit, even though they'd never met the person in real life, and they were pretend overseas. But the bank had to do what we refer to as divorce them, because they would no longer transfer that amount of money to this scammer for fear of what it was actually supporting overseas.
Michelle Reinen, division administrator at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She says if you're considering an online dating site or app, research any warnings about the service before you sign up for an account. If you're contacted by an online suitor, take it slow. Ask a lot of questions and look for inconsistent answers. Also, check the person's photo using the search by image feature in your search engine. If the same picture shows up with a different name, that's a red flag.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And 52-year-old Texas native Brooke Rollins has been sworn in as the 33rd U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary. Rollins previously served as the founder, president, and chief executive officer of the America First Policy Institute. During President Trump's first administration, she was the director of the Domestic Policy Council and assistant to the president for strategic initiatives in the White House. She is a graduate from Texas A&M University. That's Food News on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have more snow on the way late this afternoon through tonight into Saturday. We're looking at 3 to 5 inches, maybe even a little more by the time everything winds down on Saturday morning. Today, 23, 18 tonight, 27 Saturday. After that, it gets cold and stays cold through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Earl Ingram.
It's the Earl Ingram Show. Hope you're staying warm. I'm excited to have my good friend Sandy Williams here to discuss today's news.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Welcome
Welcome back to Civic Media this morning here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Greg Bach in Racine, Todd Alball in Madison, and we are filling in for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow and Up North News Radio, who will return next week at that very time. And we welcome him back on Monday. For now, it is 34 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock here on a beautiful morning. At least here in Madison, is the sun out in Racine, Greg Bach?
It looks, from my venture, yeah, it looks like it might be a little cloudy, but there's still sunshine coming through the windows.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the video from the live stream, and Greg has an assortment of cleaning products, which is fantastic.
Yeah. I showed up one day. There's been some sickness running through the office, so one day I will show up, and there's a whole two whole things of wipes and a thing of spray, and it's like, what you telling me? Should I stop licking the microphone, I guess?
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It looks great. All right, a couple of news headlines for you as we start out the half hour here from CNN. The Senate is moving forward with the President Donald Trump's cabinet picks setting up the key votes next week. Robert Kennedy Jr. was confirmed yesterday to serve as the nation's Health and Human Services Secretary, despite his controversial views on vaccines and public health policy. Kennedy has vowed not to rid the nation of vaccines, but says, quote, more research is needed. Alrighty then. In Ukraine, Vice President J.D. Vance has scheduled a meet with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky today at the high-level Munich Security Conference in Germany. Hours before the expected meeting, Zelensky said Russian drones had struck and destroyed nuclear power plants at Chernobyl, underscoring the crisis on the ground. President Donald Trump has talked to Russian President Putin about ending the Ukraine-Russian war, but did not include the Ukrainian President Zelensky. Of course, Russia attacked Ukraine unprovoked. Lots of debate back and forth. Trump and Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, saying that they're okay, basically, with Russia maintaining at least some of the land that they have taken in that unprovoked attack against Ukraine. Of course, that was a key part under former President Joe Biden, saying that the U.S. would not support Russia taking land from Ukraine. So, we shall see how that plays out. And lesser news, but still important to some, I get that. Apple and Google have restored TikTok to their U.S. app stores.
Hold on. That Bon Jovi there.
Very good. Yep. This comes after President Trump signed an executive action last month, delaying the enactment of a U.S. ban on the widely popular social media platform TikTok, shut down for roughly 14 hours in January, but attributed its quick return to promises made by Trump to keep the app working. You know, in the serious side of this, Greg, I know there are people who really get a lot of their monthly revenue from TikToking and social media. And for those folks, it was very, very serious. But, you know, again, for most people, I think it's like all other social media. It just kind of like, to a degree, can take over our lives sometimes. So, we talked about this, Zomers, our producer, and myself yesterday, that now there's this story out saying that people are falling in love with their AI, like not really the chatbot, but like AI-generated companions. And I think that's just so sad that people are so into their devices,
yeah,
because AI now can create, quote-unquote, these companions for people on their devices or online, and people are like really attached to this in an unhealthy way.
I grew up in a time, I'm a little bit younger than you, Todd, but I grew up in a time when the internet was becoming a household thing. I was a teenager, like 16, 17 years old. And even I remember, as someone who was in chat rooms a lot, it's not the same thing as AI, but it's this thing that you create, this person or these people you talk to, you've molded into what you want and need. And at some point, you got to say to yourself, this is fine. This is nice. This is what it is. But we do need real world companionship, friendships, relationships. We do need to, you know, be in front of people, have a meal, share a thought face to face. And this AI thing, it's just... AI, I don't want to say it scares me, it concerns me a great deal. And the fact that people are now creating these relationships with AI, that is very, very concerning. And I'm sure there are people out there who are doing it who can make the case. for themselves, and that's fine. I just don't want them to lose touch with reality.
Yeah, I think it's unhealthy, and I think it is dangerous, quite frankly. The thrust of the story was, and we actually had a caller yesterday who said, you know, there are all kinds of folks in nursing homes who, for whatever reason, don't have someone or very few people in their lives beyond their workers in their retirement area, or the nursing home, their assisted living. And there are certain programs matching up, like high school and college kids, I'll say, with these older people, and both sides end up getting something out of it. And I wish that we would do more of that in our communities and people-to-people relationships rather than just, you know, becoming addicted to these now AI-generated things. But these are the times we live in, Greg Bach.
These are the times we live in. And I will say this, you know, there are programs out there where you can meet people. And I'm not talking about relationships. I'm not talking about dating. I'm just saying there are programs out there where, like, hey, come do this thing. Pottery, painting, sitting in a park and talking and enjoying. It's out there. You got to do the work, but I know for some individuals being around other people is a very nerve-wracking experience. There's social there's social anxiety, but I think it far benefits you more to put yourself out there out of your comfort zone and to meet people and to possibly make a friend than to just turn in and mold this AI thing into what you need, because then you have no reason to connect.
Yeah. Well said. I think the more we can make human relationships, the better.
Yeah.
All right. 41 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to try something that may be a complete disaster. And my Kreitlow may never ask me to come back again. Which was probably fine with a lot of people. But here we go. Here we go. Greg, here's the deal. I have entered into StreamYard, is the what we use, with another device. So see if you can bring me up on that. I leave my audio on the look at that. That's great. So that'll be the video. And the audio is gonna be through this source right now. So I'm gonna change microphones. Hang on. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Oh my god, that's fantastic. This is great. All right. So here we go. We're gonna take the device here.
And then you said you wanted some kind of cool piano music.
Yeah, just like some kind of cool piano music here as we we're going to do a little tour around the WMDX studios and world headquarters of Civic Media. Well, this is great. See, so we're traveling here. Hang on.
Todd is never happier unless he's traveling.
That's exactly right. So we're going to travel something here. We're going to see if we can actually
bring the mic up, Todd.
Break the time continuum. And we're going to see if we can appear on two different Civic Media sources at the same time. So, here we go.
We're about to cross streams, man!
Right, that's exactly what it is.
Folks, what you're listening to right now is an experimentation in radio. You're part of a maybe a one-time thing ever. Who knows? Right. Who knows?
Yeah, I'll guarantee you when Luke Mathers gets back from vacation, it will definitely be.
Maybe Todd and I will both get written up for this.
So here we are. Here's the offices. In here, look at that. There's our studio, John and Gordy. And Jimmy K is also on the air right now. Here's our fine producer, Sam Davison, in the master control. And we're going to break in here just for a minute. So, gentlemen, hey, guys, we're doing the triple Lindy of radio broadcasting. I'm crossing the time continuum. So this is John and Gordy, the John and Gordy Morning Show on WMDX here in Madison. They're on from WMDX 6 until 8, while Kreitlow's on in other stations. So how are you guys doing?
I didn't know Kreitlow was still on the air.
Oh!
Wow, it's saucy down here.
Hold on, I can do two things at once here.
Yeah. Great.
Good. John Gordy over there. And there's Jimmy K. And you can listen to him and Max and Gradio every Saturday night. And big news, right, Jimmy, coming up this weekend.
Yes, we got lots of the show announcements.
Yep. Big announcements tomorrow, so join Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night. We'll leave John and Gordy and everybody alone. But thanks, guys.
That's fine. Hi, Pat. It's nice seeing you again.
So there you go. There's the John and Morty program. Yep. And there's Sam. Sam, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Todd.
You're going to join us at noon.
What's that? Sorry.
You're going to join us at noon.
Yes, I will. I'm filling in for Aaron today.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. All right. Three better Valentines you could not find. All right. Four, actually. All right. Thank you. Very good. So there you go, Greg. We've done it. We've successfully crossed the radio. We were on two different sources at the same time. How about that?
Dear WBA, are you listening right now? This is what good radio is made of.
No, I thought that was a lot of fun.
It was fun. Yeah, it was a good time. It's a Friday. We're having fun. We're in the last half hour of the show. We're having a good time where we're just relaxing. And I'm watching Todd just make his way, and then I'm going to see him go back into it. It's just going to be – this is fun for me. This
now,
is another reason
here's
to
Luke Mather's desk.
Oh, boy.
He's also on vacation. Yeah. Basically, I am the last line of defense at the world headquarters of Civic Media. There's no one else here, you understand?
Oh, no.
So what should we do at Luke's desk while he's gone?
I say respect it as he is my boss.
Well, probably. That's probably the right thing to do. All right. Well, that was a lot of fun because, you have our friends over there at WMDX, and they're on the morning, and we're on the morning, and we're all part of the same team.
We're part of a family. We've done good things. And that's the thing you were talking about earlier, Todd, was we work in radio. We work for the Civic Media Radio Network, and I have to say, everybody I come across, because we're all over the state, so there are some people I have never met, but I have to say that I enjoy everyone I work with. It's a great time. We always have fun, and things like this is what makes doing the radio cool. So thank you for taking me on that journey, Todd. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. I didn't know if it would work, but it turns out more or less it worked.
It did work. It absolutely did work.
But that's a lot of fun because, one of the great attributes, one of the great things about Civic Media is that you can listen to us all across the state. There's all these individual stations, whether it's in Madison or Hayward or Amory or Wausau, and you can listen to your local programming, and then you can listen to what we call it network programming, of which Up North News Radio is a part, across several different stations. And, it's a great family, a great radio station to work for.
Tony up North has he says our experiment was, quote, successfully done.
Quote unquote.
Those quote unquote, those air quotes are doing some heavy lifting right now. So,
look, we kept ourselves on the air and nobody got hurt.
Exactly.
I think right there, that's a fairly successful broadcast.
Yeah, I think so too.
The lowest bar possible. We didn't have dead air.
Exactly. There was talking and there was noise and the entire time. So, there you go.
So there you go. That's a lot of fun. So anyway, that's how we play a walk around the studio here on a Valentine's Day, February 14th. We're going to come back here. Well, I guess we got a couple minutes left. Yeah. But Greg, you want to plug Matt and Air on air now or when we come back?
Let's plug it when we get back.
All right. We'll plug that when we get back. Following our broadcast, going to have Earl Ingram this morning at 8 o'clock from 8 until 10. Always a good time with Earl this morning across the Civic. Speaking of other hosts across the Civic Media Radio Network. And then from 10 until noon, the lovely and talented Greg Bach and Jay Matinier with Matinier on Air. I'll take over with Zomers. Actually, no, Zomers on vacation. We have Sam Davidson today. We'll take over from noon until 2, then Maggie Dawn, followed by Dom Selvia, followed by Pete Schwabba. I was listening to Pete Schwabba at Nightlight last night, and my gosh, that program, I mean, they just get it done each and every evening.
Oh, it's
just
so a lot of fun to work with them. So to. Fun.
Yeah, it really is.
I love being on the show. I just have a really good time.
Yeah, no, Pete's a great guy and a great host. Quick weather or a forecast update for you. Again, according to Brittany Merlot, meteorologist here at Civic Media, much if not all the state is under winter weather advisories. Watches for much of the afternoon, evening, and tomorrow. Expect several inches of snow starting across the state somewhere after but around 2 to 3 o'clock this afternoon. Central Wisconsin, southwest up through south central and central Wisconsin could see 6 to 8 to 9 inches of snow. Lesser amounts in north of Highway 29 and say south of a line from Manitowoc over to Madison. Those areas are probably going to be lesser amounts. So southeast Wisconsin, Greg Bach, probably not going to get the worst of it this time like you guys did last time.
Yeah.
But still, particularly for Wisconsinites across the...
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news,
you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatchy-doo, hatchy-doo, hatchy-doo.
Welcome back to Media This Morning on the Civic Media Radio Network. Greg Bach and Racine Tuttle in Madison, filling in for a vacation impact. Baitlow, who returns on Monday. It is 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. A chilly one out there. Many temperatures still below zero, but it is going to warm up, so make sure you bundle up today. Weather forecast for the state of Wisconsin. Snow, basically the entire state after 3 o'clock, could get dicey around commuting time, so be aware of that as you move throughout the day. Greg, yet another guest here in our World Headquarters. Quarter studios here. The wonderful, the talented, our human resource director, Jacqueline, has come in. She is originally from New Orleans, and she has brought in a king cake. Jacqueline, how the heck are you?
I'm good. Not many people will say that about an HR director. So
no, she is. She is fantastic.
Oh, Jacqueline's lovely.
So I appreciate that.
Yeah. So you are originally from New Orleans. Now, when is Mardi Gras this year?
So I don't remember the exact
up,
date.
I think it's
March 4th.
Yeah.
It's a little later this year. And of course, Mardi Gras Day is based on Ash Wednesday, which is based on Easter.
Right.
So it changes every year, but it always starts January 6th.
Always starts January 6th. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
It's going to be March 4th this year.
March 4th, Greg says. All right. Very good. Yep.
Thank you.
All right. So hey, what have you brought in here to the office today?
I have brought in an original New Orleans king cake from Joe Gambino's Bakery in New Orleans. These are my favorite.
Oh, my gosh. Here, give that woman a round of applause. Very. This is fantastic.
I wasn't sure how it was going to ship.
It looks great.
Yeah. Well, I got two. I kept the other one.
Of course.
It was so good. So I'm super excited to share this with you guys. You know, obviously I miss the traditions from back home. So I like to be able to share them with people who may not celebrate them as often as I do. So,
well, I can't thank you enough for bringing this in. I'm looking forward to having a slice. Greg will drive one down to you.
Thank you very much.
You want me to bring one to Racine?
Oh my God. I had king cake when I was in New Orleans a couple of years ago. And I was like, I just want to live in this king cake. It's so delicious.
Now, here's the question, Jacqueline. Is there a baby involved?
There is a baby baked into this king cake, which shocked me because they stopped doing that a long time ago.
Really?
Well, they would put them outside of the cake,
oh, okay.
But they would include it. But this one has it in it.
Right.
So I'm super excited.
So here is the HR director. If I get a piece of the king cake that has a baby and I choke on the baby, am I entitled to workers' comp?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes! Well, I'm in!
But also, don't forget, Todd, that if you do get the baby, you have to then add it to your health insurance, so make sure she knows as well.
If I get the baby, he says I have to add it to my health insurance.
Well, so. Yes, there you go. I love that. And that is a qualifying life event. But also, that means you have to bring the next king cake.
Oh, okay, Mary. Where did that tradition come from, baking in this little plastic baby into a king cake?
It's actually very religious-based.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Everything with Mardi Gras is based in Catholicism, and it actually does represent the baby Jesus. And it's representing the three wise men or the three kings searching for the baby Jesus, which is, you know, why there's three colors and why it's in a circular pattern.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Wow. See, the things you learn on Civic Media in the morning, and you get to have great king cake. All right, well, Jacqueline, thank you for bringing this in. Thank you for stopping by the studios this morning. We appreciate it by the show, and we'll look forward to it.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much, Jacqueline, our lovely and wonderful HR director here at Civic Media, and also a native of New Orleans, bringing in a king cake for Mardi Gras. How about that?
I just love the idea. I've brought you gold. I've brought you frankincense. I've brought you myrrh. And the lesser known, I brought you a cake.
Right.
There's a baby inside of it.
There's a baby inside of the king cake. No, I think that's great. I mean,
yeah.
Have you ever been to Mardi Gras, Greg?
I've never been to Mardi Gras, and that's kind of by design. That's a lot of people for my liking. But I went to New Orleans about a month and a half before, and it's they're gearing up at that point. And I love New Orleans. It's so much fun. There's so much to do. And I'm not a partier. You don't need to be a partier to go to New Orleans. All you need to do is go with a fun attitude. Be ready to eat, because you will eat a lot. But yeah, it's
never
it's a good
been.
Time.
I really want to go.
Todd, you would have a blast. Yeah.
I really want to go. It just has not happened yet. But I hear it's spectacular. So,
I think we need to take the Todd Aldo Show down to New Orleans for a local experiment in food and frivolity.
How about we just do a joint All Ball Show, Matt Nair on Air show?
Perfect.
Just we'll do it live from New Orleans for a week.
Love it. Love this thought.
All right. Speaking of Matt Nair on Air, what's coming up today from 10 until noon, Gregory Bach?
We got a great show for you today of 10:30. We got Brad Schlaikowski from Courage MKE. It's a group that works with LGBTQ plus youth and the community. Talking about what they're doing right now for their big event coming up, as well as just life in a second Trump term. Yeah. So Brad's great. We've had him on the show before. We're looking forward to having him back on there. And then, of course, at 11:50, we've got This Shouldn't Be a Thing. So tune in for that, because it's always a fun new edition. We like to lighten it up in the last half hour of the show, especially on a Friday with the snow coming the weekend. So tune in 10 a.m. to noon, Matt Nair on Air on your Civic Media Radio Network.
Exactly. Very good. We will follow Jane and Greg at noon. And coming up today on the show, we have one of the founders of the Lincoln Project, now the president of the union, which is an offshoot of the Lincoln Project. Reed Galen will be on the program today. And the union differs from the Lincoln Project in that it's not quite as political. It's more their central focus is registering people to vote and then turning the vote out and talking about the importance of making sure that we're registered here in the state of Wisconsin. Again, all national eyes are going to be looking, once again, surprise, surprise, at Wisconsin here with this spring election of particular interest, the race between or for Wisconsin State Supreme Court between Republican Brad Schimmel and the law and order candidate, I'll call her, Susan Crawford. So that's the big race there. And of course, don't forget, coming up Tuesday, the spring primary for state superintendent. So there you go. It should be a great day in Civic Media. Greg, thanks for everything you've done
for
me and this week. You did a yeoman's work keeping this thing together. And thank you for Pat for allowing me to be on the show. He'll be back, Pat Kreitlow at Up North News on Monday. So have a great Valentine's Day, everyone, and enjoy your weekend. Keep it safe out there. Going to be snow moving in after 3 o'clock across all of Wisconsin. And have a wonderful day. Remember, when you're with Pat and Greg, you're up north. Happy Valentine's. See you on Monday.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the woman who wants to head the Department of Education says private and charter schools have every right to refuse kids who don't meet their standards. What does that mean for children in Wisconsin?
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on.
But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration continuing taking steps to shrink the size of the federal workforce, ordering agencies to lay off nearly all probationary employees, those hired within the last year or two. The firings at the Veterans Administration have hurt, says Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal.
We're hearing from VA employees across the country, they are not filling open positions for doctors, nurses, technicians, housekeeper.
TikTok is back on Google and app stores as the company continues moving forward without the ban that the government had previously said it would happen permanently unless its Chinese owner sold it, which hasn't happened. Flash flood warnings across Southern California. About 45,000 people have been evacuated because of the fear of mudslides and burn-ravaged parts of the city. They're lining up in Philadelphia right now for the Eagles' Super Bowl victory parade. This is ABC News.
I'm